Dr. Ed Lynch once worked in the Reagan White House. He says the U.S.-Iran agreement, mediated by other countries, will have teeth to it when it comes to monitoring Iran's nuclear program and its stockpile of enriched uranium, which one day could become a nuclear weapon.
This is backed up with strength. This is backed up with the threat of U.S. military power, which has already devastated the Iranian army and their terrorist operation and their nuclear ambitions, whereas with President Obama, not to be glib about it, but he came home with a pinky swear, and that's really all he had.
The act that could be signed on Friday would reopen the Strait of Hormuz and includes a 60-day window for negotiations on the nuclear issue. Billions in frozen Iranian assets could also be released.
President Trump's going to get criticism about this from some of his own supporters, because regime change in Iran and a democratic Iran is not part of this deal. I think that a democratic Iran was probably on President Trump's wish list going into this, but not on his to-do list. It is not a vital interest of the United States that Iran be democratic. It is a vital interest that they stop threatening their neighbors, stop trying to build nuclear weapons, and stop supporting terrorism.
Ed Lynch now chairs the political science department at Hollins University. He's traveled in the Middle East extensively and is now working on his 9th and 10th books. Gene Marano, WFIR News.